This is Brian Russell of AudioActivism.org. This podcast is for all the soldiers, men and women of the United States military serving in Iraq right now. On March 19th, 2005, over 4,000 people marched in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We were all thinking about you constantly. This was the second anniversary of the war in Iraq. I collected a few messages from different people, and they're for you. They spoke to you, their heartfelt concerns. Some are jovial, some are dead serious. Some from average men and women, and some from your elected officials. So, when you return, our arms are open. Come home soon.
My name is Tamala Flack, and I guess I would just say that hope everybody is safe, and that there are no worries regarding their family members still at home, and come back soon.
I think the most courageous thing that soldiers can do right now is actually come out against this war and actively organize other soldiers. One of the more effective things that happened in the Vietnam War were the Veterans for Peace, the people that came back from Vietnam. And I think that really changed the direction of the movement, and I think it's the same case here. And there's already lots of evidence of dissent within the military. There's around 5,000 to 6,000 troops who have went AWOL. And if this continues, the United States government is going to have trouble continuing the conflict because they're not going to have people to fight it.
Yo, my name is Brandon. I just wanted to say, like, I really think that what y'all are doing is not really cool. You know what I'm saying? I know that a lot of y'all are in positions where the military was your only choice, your only option. And it's kind of like you're faced with a situation where you have to provide for your family, you have to eat, and you also have to kill, you know, people who don't really have beef with you. You know what I'm saying? I feel for you, and we're supporting you. You know what I'm saying? And we want to get y'all out of there. That's all I gotta say.
Hey, my name is Brian. I want to let all the soldiers know that when we protest the war, we're not protesting them, and we have nothing against the soldiers in particular, but what our government is forcing them to do. We're protesting the government's actions and their control as opposed to the particular soldiers. So do what you do and come home safe. Peace.
Hi, I'm Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey, and I represent the two counties north of San Francisco across the Golden Gate Bridge. People that care a lot about peace, and that's an understatement. So what would I say to the wonderful troops?
Yes.
I would say, never again will the people of this country blame the troops for what our administration has led them into. And we will support your return, we will support your retirement, and we will support you not re-enlisting, because that's one way to turn this around. But where we are against the war, where I am against the war, I am not against the warriors that we sent there. That's your job.
My name is Barry. I live in Durham. And the only thing I want to pass on to you all is what Stan Goff had to say, and that is, hold on to your humanity.
Joe Costa is my name. Definitely want to let the troops know we love them. We want them to do well. We are definitely behind them getting back safe, and we want them to come back home to jobs and you know, just being supported all around, you know. Love you guys.
I would like them to know that that we're working for them, and it's people on the ground in Iraq, both the soldiers and Iraqis, that we're most concerned about. And for all of their benefit, our military engagement in Iraq needs to cease, and we should be over there building schools instead of bombing people and listening to the rebels instead of trying to kill insurgents.
My name is Ethan, and if I was talking to a soldier in Iraq right now, I would say, get out now. there are people who will help you. That would probably, you know, break the ice a little bit, and then maybe we talk about some other stuff.
Don't let it drag on any further. Turn around and come home.
That's it.
Yes.
Well, my name is Nicole, and I think the most important thing to say to them is that I hope that they stay safe and come home soon.
Okay, my name is Perry O'Brien, and I just like soldiers out there to know that there's a huge community of peace activists waiting for them back home for people who may have doubts about what they're doing. There's an enormous movement of veterans right now who have had doubts about the war and are fighting against it, and we're waiting for you.
What's going on in Iraq?
Sort of.
Okay. My name is Joanna Horton. I'm a supporter of the troops. I don't support what our country is doing with our troops right now. I encourage the safety of all of our troops abroad, and for those who have any questions about their assignments, there's a conscientious objector option, and the website www.peace-out.com is a resource for anybody who would like to know what that option is about.
These are only a few of the voices that were there in Fayetteville. There are even more voices throughout the country and the world that would like to say the same thing to you. So basically messages of love. So we'll see you soon and come back. This is Brian Russell of AudioActivism.org.